I've been collecting and grafting and breeding them for 35 years, roughly. So I probably know quite a bit more than a lot of people about it. But there's going to be some other people out there that know different angles, and we're willing to talk.
Richard Tomkin's life has been taken over by an Australian native plant. For more than three decades, he's been collecting, grafting and breeding grevilleas for the home gardener. You might even have some growing in your yard. Do names like Billy Bonkers, Super Duper or Flamingo ring a bell? Hello, I'm Brad Marcellus. Richard is known as the Grevillea King of Australia. I've tracked him down to his home near Bundaberg in Queensland to find out how a visit to his mum's house became an obsession.
I came down from Darwin in about 82 to my place I had out towards Gingin. And I went to my mother's place in Gingin. She had a plant called a honey gem, which most people know about, and a Robin Gordon and a Ned Kelly and a coconut ice. And I thought, wow, these are fantastic. I'll go and buy some. And I found I couldn't. They just weren't readily available. So at that stage, I said, well, I'll try and propagate them myself, which I did achieve. And then I started collecting grevilleas. And then after I got about 40 or 50, I found that the ones I really wanted came from Western Australia. Mm. And they just won't survive on their own roots over here. So I moved to grafting.
So tell me about this grafting process. I can see some little seedlings or young plants there. And they've sort of got a little bit of sort of sticky tape or something around them. Is that right? Tell me about the process. I've dumbed it down there. Let's hear from the Grevillea King how it's really done.
Basically, all my plants are grafted onto Silky Oaks, the Grevillea Robusta. It'll handle wet feet. It'll handle all the diseases and rots that go, whereas the piece on the top won't. So what we basically do is you wound the rootstock, that's the Silky Oak, and you wound the scion, which is the piece you want, and then you whack them together, bind them together with a special tape called parafilm, and then you keep them moist for days, weeks, sometimes months. As I've had some after 6 months decided to grow, and then they hopefully take neatly, strongly, and there you have it. You then have a Western Australian species growing on an Eastern Australian silky oak.
What do you love about the grevillea? What really speaks to you about it as a plant?
Maintenance, size, colour. You can get them from ground covers, which are only 10 centimetres tall by 4, 5, 6 metres across. You can get them to the silky oak, which will be 30 metres tall. Anywhere in between those two, you could have any colour except blue. Mm. You can say that within reason, you prune them once, twice a year. Yep. They attract birds by the million. Yeah, what more do you want?
Now, you have referred to some of these as your children, of your children. We never have favourite children, do we? We're not allowed to say that, but no. You must. Tell me a bit about one of your favourites.
No, I can't. I can't. The very first one that we put out was one called Billy Bonkers, and it's called Billy Bonkers, not for any rude reason, but because we had a dog called Billy, and he used to urinate on it frequently, and he turned out to be quite nuts. So that was Billy Bonkers.
So they are tough, then.
Oh, they're tough. Yeah, they don't mind a bit of urea. That's one of the things that you can add to grevilleas to make them grow well, but what you mustn't do is add phosphorus. So people don't chuck chicken manure around. It's quite lethal for them in quantity.
So how many hybrids have you come up with in your 30-plus years?
Well, there's about 20-something out there at the moment, but there's another 10 or 15 to come, so 35, 40. And it's not an easy job. It sounds like it must be, but you just got to work on it day by day by day. And then you've got to be ruthless when they come up that you say, nah, that's the wrong colour. Oh. No, it doesn't work properly. Oh, this is too prickly, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Or, just don't like it, throw it away.
So it is a bit of a waiting game as well. It's like, again, like children, you got to wait till they grow up to see what they're going to turn out like.
And then you throw them away.
So you've got to wait a little bit for the plant to mature before you know exactly what you're getting?
4 or 5 years.
Whoa.
So if you've got, there's one up there which is perhaps a bit more favourite called Super Duper. Mm. It's a tiny plant. It's less than a metre tall. It's about a metre round. It flowers all year. It's got soft foliage. It's a gorgeous little thing. But that is a cross between a cross and a cross and a cross. I think it's five generations back. Yeah. From the first cross, then you recross that with something else, and then the progeny from that, you select the one you want and then redo it again with something else, and then redo it again, and then finally, if you're lucky, you get what you want.
Wow.
So that was one seed out of three, and that's all we got. And the other two were rubbish. So there he is.
Well, I better be careful where I urinate. I might end up with a grevillea named after me.
Yeah, you could. You also back into some of them. They're extremely prickly. And you might just be screaming and shouting for a few minutes.